across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
The 70s were a different place, and not to excuse any of this behaviour at all, but it was a different world, completely from where we are now. Did you ever use any language in the 70s against players that maybe you look back now and think, oh, blimey, I can't believe I actually said that?
Yes, yeah. If I'm honest. I'm not proud of it. But basically, there's players playing then and there's players playing now, not just black but also white, that you know have a short fuse.
Yeah.
So you would do it deliberately, if you want to call it that, whereby at the end of the day, if that person reacted in the way that you know they can do, you'd get them sent off, basically. So at the end of the day, if you can get someone sent off, which sounds, you know, but that's the way it is, competitive sport.
I'm not judging you at all. I'm just asking you. So you would you would use racial language to provoke a reaction from someone so that they get sent off?
I'm not saying racial to someone black, but it also goes for players that were white. Because it did work both ways.
Yeah.
So as I said, you know, it's a competitive sport.
Yeah. There's a term for it in cricket, isn't there? Is it hustling, or is they call
no,
it something?
No, it's called sledging.
Sledging. That's it. Where you kind of just you walk past them and say, "I slept with your wife last night." You know, it's that kind of behaviour. You walked on the pitch with Luther Blissett, didn't he? And he had some pretty horrible things.
Yeah, I mean, I played with Luther Blissett. I played with John Barnes.
Yeah.
And Luther and John have both had bananas thrown at them.
Really?
Absolutely. I think if my memory serves me right, Luther defused it by picking it up and eating it.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.